Continuing our Year of the Coach series, this one's with Sean Houlihan. Sean Houlihan's a kid that we watched for years growing up in Spring Valley, Wisconsin, and University of Minnesota, Mankato State, Eau Claire. Coaching has been, well, he is now a coach. He coached for years out in the prairies of Minnesota and Wadena, but now back at UW Stout to coach quarterbacks. Sean, from high school to college, coaching. Coaches have played a big part in your life for all the places that you've been and the places that you've played. Now, is this a program? What's your thoughts about college coaching?
Well, I mean, it's obviously different than high school, but I think in the you know, greater scheme of things, this all comes down to being a difference in a kid's life. You know, I think at the high school you can be a little more personable than you can in college, but coaching is about just making a difference in a kid's life, teaching them not only the skills of the sport that you're coaching, but just teaching them how to succeed in life. And, you know, that's when I get the most enjoyment, is when I know a kid comes up to me and just says, "Hey, coach, thank you."
Is a football field, a basketball court, a baseball field the greatest classroom?
I think so. You know, school's important. I'm all about school and grades and everything. But I think you learn so much more when you're out in a situation where, you know, out on the football field, when you can get knocked down and you have to get back up to go to the next play. You can succeed, and the next play you can fail. You know, things just go so many different ways in a football game that I think it teaches you a lot in life, how to get up from something, how to stay steady, how to be patient, you know, how to get excited for somebody else's success, how to not just worry about yourself, you know, and worry about other people, you know, family. And
that had to be taught you, son. I mean, it's like the 6'10". You can't coach 6'10". You can coach the 6'10". Your thoughts on what your dad was a very important part of that as far as coaching his career.
Yeah, you know, Dad was just somebody that he was a coach. First and foremost, he was a coach and he was an educator. But he also always brought the family aspect into it, whether it be, you know, our family, his own family, or just allowing other kids in the community to feel part of the family. And he really taught me how it's just important. It's important to be yourself and to show that you care about the kids. You can't just tell other people, "Yeah, I care about so and so." You got to show those kids that you actually care about them. And when you do that, that's when the success starts coming. That's when kids start wanting to play a sport and learn a sport and just want to show you that care back. And maybe someday, you know, later in life when I'm old and gray, that you know, one of these kids I'll see on the street and I need some help or something, and they'll be there for me.
Talk about the small town kid, Sean. You're from Spring Valley, Wisconsin. You coached at Wadena. Now, neither one of these schools are going to be in Division I anytime soon. But you played at big schools, University of Minnesota. I mean, not much bigger. Mankato State, Eau Claire. I mean, it's your thoughts on the difference. Is a kid any different anywhere?
I don't think there's really a big difference, just in the sense of, I think it's all about how you're brought up, you know, whether it's in a big town or big city or small town. You know, I just know for myself, it was the family aspect of it, seeing that in a small town we always had to come together as a whole community to do stuff, and I think that translates into sports. The more you can have each little piece, let's say, you know, of an offense, of the linemen, the running backs, wide receivers, and the quarterbacks all working for that common goal, that's when success starts happening. And I think this is the same thing in a small town, is when you have everybody in the small town working towards something, let's say for Dam Days in Spring Valley, you know, trying to put together a good celebration. When everybody works together, it comes off good. And that's something that, you know, that my father taught me and my mother taught me too. You know, my mom was somebody that supported my dad a lot and was always there for him and for our family whenever it came to sports or anything else.
You're talking about a coach's wife. Now, that's something we haven't talked about yet here on the Year of the Coach, and that's the coach's wife. What a career or a sacrifice that has to be made there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think any coach's wife is a saint. I mean, the time that a coach has to put in. I mean, the wife has to basically adopt 40 kids a year. You know, every year they have to adopt a new group of kids, and because they have to understand that when a coach is a coach, that they're always on call. You know, my door is always open for a kid if they have a problem with anything. My dad was the same way. You know, we'd have kids calling saying, you know, hey, coach, I don't understand this in class. Can you help me? You know, and it might not have been the class that he was teaching, and he would, you know, have the kid come over, and they'd sit at the table, and they'd work it out however long it took. And you know, my mom always supported that. She always understood that. She always stuck up for my dad. You know, when people in the community would say, well, why is Larry doing this, you know, as far as the coach? And my mom was a saint, and I miss them both dearly.
She was an Odell, and there's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that. Anybody knows Marion out there, we know how the O'Dowlins are.
All right, let's carry this a step further now. You're in coaching, but you are certainly an educator as well. Your field and what's the future?
Well, I'm a sociology major. I love psychology, so I'm one of those guys that really likes to get in the brain of people and kind of make them think for themselves. And
Go ahead.
You know, coaching's like that. You know, I think if you can get in a kid's head in a good way, you know, there's many ways to get in a kid's head, but get in that head to where you let that kid start becoming his own person and learning about himself or herself. And I think that's when their talents start to really exude out and they get to show it to other people. I think sometimes kids get too worked up about what the other kids are thinking about them and how they're playing and what people perceive of them. And I think if they're able to just learn about themselves and understand that you only get one chance in this life and you got to make the most of your talents.
I can't let you go, Sean Houlihan, without talking about Bob Nielsen, because this kid is, this young man, the coach at Eau Claire, or was at Eau Claire, you're at Mankato now, all right? But you're thinking about transferring. Did Nielsen play any part in that? And when he does become a part of Sean Houlihan, what part does he play?
Well, short story on how I ended up at Eau Claire. I'm at Mankato. Just decided I wanted to play football again. Eau Claire was close to home. I heard Eau Claire was getting a new head coach. I thought it'd be easier for me to come into that situation and possibly play right away instead of sitting. So I gave up Coach Nielsen a call and said, hey, coach, I'm thinking about transferring. Then he didn't know me from Shamu, and he talked to Coach Steger, who was there, who had recruited me before. He gave me a call back the next day, said, we'd love to have you come and walk on. Came and did. Played for Coach Nielsen, you know, my last 3 years of college. And I'll tell you what, Coach Nielsen is a big influence in my life. He taught me a lot of things about football, taught me a lot of things about family, a lot of things about sacrifice. Taught me that when you're coaching, you just need to be your own person. You know, you don't try to be somebody else that you're not. And again, just like my dad taught me, show the kids that you care about them. You know, go out of that little extra step out of your way to show the kids that you care about them, and they will rally around you and what you're trying to accomplish at the school. And I think that's what happened at Eau Claire. You know, Coach Nielsen came into a situation where, talent-wise, you know, we didn't really upgrade much when he got there talent-wise. It was just a belief in the system and a belief in Coach Nielsen. And, you know, he turned that thing around in 3 years. You know, I mean, we made the Final Four. Going from 1-8 to, you know, the Final Four is amazing in 3 years.
If you'll listen to some of the tapes that we had in the years back then, I said, Nielsen, first year, compete. Second year, challenge. Third year, champs. And it was exactly that way. And I really, Nielsen's something else. Next to Meyer Court, just awesome.
I can't say enough. Coach Nielsen, I respect him so much. You know, I went and coached with him at Duluth for a year. Learned even more up there, you know, just seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff.
You learn stuff in Duluth, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You learn to wear a coat every day, that's for sure. But, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, anybody that can go to three separate programs like Coach Nielsen did, you know, Warburg, Eau Claire, and then Duluth, and turn things around in the short time that he does, you know that he's a very good coach.
Now, put the key on the year of the coach, Sean, the year of the coach. Nielsen, Wacker, Straub, all of them, put the Houlihan. Your thoughts on coaching. The coach.
I think coaching is all about like I said, just being yourself and understanding that you're not there for anything but the kids. You're not there for yourself, for, you know, for the past. You are there for the kids and to teach them how to succeed in life. Because I think sometimes coaches get mixed up in the X's and O's too much and forget about teaching these kids how to succeed in life. Because I think if you can learn how to succeed in life, you're going to be able to succeed on the field.
The quarterback coach of the University of Wisconsin Stout, his name is Sean Houlihan. Thank you, Bucko.
Thank you, Jake.